You can hear it in the empty theaters, in the empty stadiums. Hope is setting the stage for a comeback. When life's victories will be sweeter, we'll celebrate how far we've come and learn that all we did for each other. Spread hope, not COVID. Michigan.gov/coronavirus. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. You can hear it in the empty theaters, in the empty stadiums. Hope is setting the stage for a comeback. When life's victories will be sweeter, we'll celebrate how far we've come and learn that all we did for each other. Spread hope, not COVID. Michigan.gov/coronavirus. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, I think there's good news on all the vaccine fronts. This is one of several manufacturers that have come forth with a sounds like a safe and credible vaccine with high efficacy. And so hopefully it'll be out early in 2021.
And are you hearing, I mean, from patients or even healthcare professionals like yourself, I mean, obviously, would people be up for getting vaccinated?
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's always the anti-vaxxer crowd, but I think this pandemic has really put vaccines in the forefront in terms of protecting patients and people from exposure and subsequent severe illness.
And as you know, Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and we have, you know, we've been hearing stories all day long that people are traveling. And what are your thoughts on getting together for Thanksgiving?
Well, I think, you know, the whole goal should be keeping your friends and family safe. And I agree with limiting your indoor activities to maybe one or two households. Try to pick people that you know have been, you know, safe and not out and about. And if you are getting together, you know, try to increase the ventilation in your home. Try to keep 6 feet apart and wear a mask if possible. Limiting exposure is really important. I think people have to realize this is kind of the end of a crazy year, but trying to keep everybody safe and healthy is it should be everybody's goal. Also recognizing that, you know, next year, hopefully there'll be a vaccine. We'll have normal Thanksgiving and normal Christmas holidays.
So have you seen the symptoms change at all since the starting of the pandemic? I mean, we know that fever is a huge sign, but what are some of the other symptoms?
Well, fever, obviously, it can be a wide range, nasal congestion, sore throat, loss of smell or taste or alterations of those senses is a big hallmark of this disease for some reason. Our most concerning one is the subsequent pneumonia and shortness of breath that occurs, and that's really when patients should seek care, is if you feel yourself being short of breath.
So does that, the shortness of breath, does that come on immediately, or is that something that happens over a course of a few days?
It typically happens after anywhere between 4 and 7 days. It's usually a progression, and current thinking is that a lot of it has to do with a autoimmune antibody response versus the initial viral infection. The virus triggers it, and then you get the antibody response.
So at what point should someone go ahead and be tested?
Well, I think if you're experiencing symptoms, it makes sense to probably see your primary care provider, either virtual telemedicine or a visit, and obtain a test so you know if you're positive. That confirms that you have COVID to a pretty good degree, and then you can self-isolate so you don't expose other people and your close contacts in quarantine, and you can participate in contact tracing, let other people you know have come in contact with be tested or watch for symptoms. I think the time to seek emergency care is if you feel you're short of breath.
And what about the flu? You know, I mean, are we into flu season yet, or is it still a few weeks away?
Several weeks away. We've not seen much flu. We've seen a couple isolated cases, but that's another concern. I'd encourage people to obtain a flu shot because the symptoms of influenza and COVID are very similar. And it makes it very hard for healthcare providers to discern between the two. Also, it may limit some of the visits if you don't get the flu. You won't be coming to the emergency room or seeing your primary care provider.
So, doctor, can you tell us how your and staff's experiences have been during this current surge when compared to the initial surge we saw in the spring?
Well, it's obviously different. Now we have a strong PPE or personal protective equipment chain, so we have enough, PPE for the staff. After the first, we deployed procedures to kind of keep patients safe as they come to the emergency department. So we're kind of well ahead of that curve. So we have separate waiting rooms. We isolate patients with suspected COVID symptoms so we don't expose our regular ER patients. So we began preparing for the second wave at the end of the first wave. And one of our concerns is that patients may not seek care for medical emergencies, things like chest pain, stroke, that type of stuff, due to fear of COVID. We want to make sure they realize that we are well prepared to take care of any emergency.
Can you kind of tell us how long have you been a doctor?
I've been in an emergency physician for 37 years, all at McLaren Macomb.
So has this been different for you and your emotional health? I mean, has this worn on you, like we've heard other medical care professionals say?
Yes, I think it's worn on all our staff. The caring for critically ill patients, seeing people, pass away from this illness is traumatic for all the healthcare providers, all the frontline workers. I think we were kind of hoping that the first wave would come and go and that'd be the end of it, but it's taxing because a lot of our staff have been personally ill and out from this or have family members that have been ill and out.
So what about the hospital? Are you at capacity or not yet?
No, we're not capacity. We're seeing the same surge that other institutions in our Metro Detroit area have had, but we have plenty of capacity to care for the patients.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, our neighbors are back.
Your stupid therapist says that we're having intimacy problems, and now she's cutting me off for a month.
Dr. Chen made us do that, too. Really put the no in November.
Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star.
I'm already going crazy. I saw two melons on the counter and almost had to take a cold shower.
The CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
You and I will always be there to keep each other warm.
Gross.
New Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.